Tak Erzinger is an American-Swiss poet and artist with a Colombian background. She has a BA in English from Boston University and her English teaching certification from Cambridge University. She lives in Zurich Oberland near Alp Scheidegg, and she's been on WRS before to talk about her debut poetry collection, which was entitled Found Between the Trees and was published by Grey Border Books. Her latest collection of poems, At the Foot of the Mountain, was shortlisted by the Islands Book Awards in 2019, and Willow Run Book Awards 2020 has just been released in paperback, and I hold a copy in my hand. There's also an audio drama that she's released called Stella's Constellation. It's an audio drama that's been created from a book that she's currently working on. So Tak, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Kat. It's lovely to be back. I'm so glad to be talking to you again.
You've been busy since we last caught up. Tell us a little bit about your latest book of poetry, At the Foot of the Mountain. What themes do you cover in this?
Well, basically, the themes that I try to cover is they challenge the boundaries between nature, man, and cultural identity. You know, obviously, I'm a child of many cultures, so that's a theme that's reoccurring in all of my artwork, and very much a nature person as well.
So would you say that you cover these sort of ethereal themes? I guess there's quite a lot that seems very beautiful, powerful, and finding some kind of almost spirituality in nature.
I would definitely think so. I do believe that nature kind of gives us this, there's these energy zones in nature, whether one wants to believe in that or not. I feel like it's a remedy for what ails you, basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember when we last spoke after your debut book was out, I remember talking to you about it and you saying that there was quite a lot of inspiration that you got because you did that famous pilgrimage walk, the Camino de Santiago. Do long walks still inspire you? And I guess I also want to ask, would you do that walk again?
Yes, absolutely. I did only the part that's through Switzerland, so I haven't picked up in France or Spain yet. And I really hope that once we get past this COVID and things settle down, that I could pick up again in France and continue on through Spain someday. Mm-hmm. But I would also like to add, walking in the woods is basically, it's a part of my life. It's a part of my weekly routine. Like I said before, it's kind of a remedy for what ails me. And obviously, its observations show up a lot in my writing and art.
You live, am I right in saying you live in a valley and sort of away from the town?
Absolutely. I'm in a little town and I'm up literally on a foothill at the base of an Alp.
Oh,
so
lovely.
I'm lucky now about the flooding. I'm protected
oh,
a bit.
Yeah. So feeling nature very much as well, though. Talking about your latest, I'm calling it a podcast, but maybe that's not quite the right word for it. Your audio drama. This sounds very ethereal again. It's fiction. What's it all about? And who do you think would enjoy it?
I think basically it could be open to anybody. It's a bit of a love story. It's called Stella's Constellation, and it's influenced by magic realism and folklore. Folklore from Europe, but also South America. And a lot like my poetry, it like explores the identity and how something that I, from my own experiences, past trauma can be handed down from generation to generation. And this trauma, even if we're not aware of it, it can have a particular impact on our lives. And like I said, there's a lot of Swiss and South American influence in there.
Are you writing the script for it, or did you write a story for it and then that was interpreted? Are you actually a script writer as well?
That's a good question. I have been studying creative writing through Manchester at a place called the Writers Bureau, so I learned that. But actually, I wrote the short story first and then submitted it to the producer. His name is Chris Gregory at Old Stories and Fake Realities podcast. Mm-hmm. And then he was very kind. He held my hand and together we converted it into an audio drama.
Very nice. Finally, I know that you have an art expo in Zurich. What artwork will be on display?
Oh, I'm very excited about this. It's called, my art exhibition is called Daydreams and Diversions. And basically, it's like a series of illustrations that I drew traditionally, but also digitally. And to be honest, I created the majority of the work during the lockdown periods. it was a way to kind of try to keep my spirits up. But I also, by sharing them on social media, the images and such, I was also trying to like lift the spirits of other people. It was kind of my way of trying to stay connected during this madness of the last year and a half.
When's it going to start? When does the actual expo open?
The expo, the vernissage, the openings is begins on August 6th in mm-hmm. Zurich, and it will be from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock in the evening at a place called Femnet Art Zurich.
Femnet Art Zurich. What can you tell me about that space?
It's wonderful. It's run by this woman, Corinna Bernheide, and she is a big supporter of female artists. It's run by a woman. It supports art from not just Switzerland, but other places in Europe. They just had an artist from, I believe, Vienna was showing there. And we actually also connected through social media and have since met in person. And it's a lovely little gallery, beautiful space.
Tak, it's great to catch up with you. It sounds like you've been so busy. If people are interested in your poetry book that has just been released, or your audio story, or the expo, is there a website that people can go to?
There is. Thank you so much, Kat, for having me back. At the Foot of the Mountain, which is published by Floricanto Press, it can be ordered Swiss-wide, from Oral Füssli or Peyot. And there's also several copies available in-house at a bookstore in Lausanne called Books, Books, Books. And to listen to the audio drama, you can go to www.alternativestories.com.
Nice. Thanks so much. All right. And the last thing is the art exhibition at fem-net.art in Zurich, if you want to check that one out and get the full dates. And that's throughout August until the beginning of September. Vernissage on the 6th. Tak, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Kat. All the best.
You bring the stars out.